SSRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump making a very strong showing today in New Jersey, telling a crowd of tens of thousands the cases against him were all politically motivated and timed to harm his ability to campaign. He also chastised the media for refusing to turn the camera around to show the humongous crowd.
Turn your cameras around to show the audience, okay? They never do it. Look. Look, fake news. They never do it. They never do it.
We are learning more about the Democrats' $1.2 trillion so-called infrastructure bill. Florida Republican Congressman Mike Waltz says the U.S. shipbuilding capacity is all but vanished.
Remember, you know, 80, 90% of it was what they called social infrastructure, but regardless, not a dollar went into our shipyards. Not a dollar went into shipbuilding, repair, any of it.
Also at srnnews.com in Brazil, the flooding is getting worse.
More heavy rain is forecast for Brazil's already flooded Rio Grande do Sul state, where many of those remaining are poor people with limited ability to move to less dangerous areas. Nearly 6 inches of rain could fall over coming days, according to Brazil's National Meteorology Institute. It says there's also a high likelihood that winds will intensify and water levels rise in the Patos Lagoon next to the state capital and the surrounding area. Authorities say more than 120 people have died in the flood since the start, and nearly 150 more are missing. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
In the meantime, the United Nations now saying that floodwaters in Afghanistan have claimed the lives of at least 300 people. Tornado in Tallahassee, Florida. One person has been killed. This is SRN News. A persecution watchdog has a new concern.
For the first time ever, the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is urging the State Department to take action against Azerbaijan for its attacks on Christians. The mostly Muslim government spent much of last year expelling Christians from the disputed region of Nagorno-Karabakh in a process that some experts say amounts to ethnic cleansing. The vast majority of the refugees fled into neighboring Armenia. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Now that the United Methodist Church officially legalizing gay marriage and homosexual ordination, the question is whether African churches will remain in the denomination. A number of African delegates protested outside the UMC's General Conference this month. Many said they would probably disaffiliate. One official from Nigeria says, from the tradition of the church, marriage is between a man and a woman. This is SRN News. Well, a statue of the late Reverend Billy Graham will be unveiled on the U.S. Capitol next week. Ron DeRockster has the details.
House Speaker Mike Johnson, other congressional members, and the family of the Charlotte-born evangelist are expected to attend Thursday's unveiling of the statue that will represent North Carolina. The state's General Assembly approved legislation in 2015 asking a congressional committee to eventually approve a likeness of Graham for display. Graham died in 2018 at age 99. Each state gets two statues. Graham's will replace one of early 20th century Governor Charles Aycock. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Police arresting three people in connection with the March shooting in California that killed four and wounded seven more. Monterey County officials say the three people included one juvenile. Authorities say they're charged with multiple gang-related charges, including four counts of murder. More details at srnnews.com.